From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Well, my guest on today's field trip is one vocalist who has never lost her groove. In fact, she spent more than 40 years interpreting just about every kind of American roots music, from folk to R&B, country to gospel, and jazz to the blues. I'm talking, of course, about Miss Maria Muldaur. On Sunday, September the 11th, she'll be performing with the Red Hot Bluesiana Band at 142 Throckmorton in Mill Valley at a CD release party, which will kick off her tour of the U.S. and Canada to promote her latest and, by my count, 35th studio album, Steady Love. Please welcome to the field trip the one and only Maria Muldaur.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Say, that cut that I just played, that features another Marianite.
Elvin Bishop. Yeah, he's an old friend from way back in the day. I first met Elvin when he was playing rhythm guitar alongside Mike Bloomfield in the Paul Butterfield Band right back in around 1965. And he's still moving and grooving and doing it. And I heard him do that song, I'll Be Glad When I Get My Groove Back Again, a couple of years ago live, and it was so electrifying, I said, I'm going to record that song, so I'm happy to say I did.
Well, and it's a fabulous cut to start off this album.
Thank you.
I don't think everybody knows that you were actually born and raised in Greenwich Village.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Greenwich Village, in the epicenter of all things hip, I like to say, because it was kind of a mecca for artists and poets and writers and musicians and sculptors and so forth, and free thinkers and free spirits of every sort. So that was a great place to grow up, and, you know, so when I was coming of age, I found myself in the middle of a wonderful renaissance of people being interested in American roots music. Some people call it folk, but I like to call it roots music. And so that exposed me to a lot of the early blues artists that were still alive and well, and bluegrass and old-timey music and jazz and all the best kind of music that America has to offer was available for me to explore right there on my doorstep.
Well, I heard that even in junior high school you were singing with a group and writing songs.
Well, yeah, I had a group called the Cameos. It was a girls' doo-wop group. And then in high school I had a group called the Cashmeres, and I thought that sounded like a real classy name.
Yeah.
And we actually got a record deal, but my mom didn't think it was a good idea for me to leave high school and go off on a rock and roll career, so she put an abrupt end to that since I couldn't sign since I was underage. But
well,
anyway,
thank goodness that didn't last.
Yes, yeah, but I got to have my rock and roll day anyway, so it was all worth waiting for.
Well, you know, this new album, Steady Love, it's coming out this 27th of September, and it's a bit of a departure from the traditional blues approach. It's more of a sort of a contemporary electric blues album, huh?
Yes, well, in the last 9 years or so, I have made a quartet of albums paying tribute to the early blues pioneers who so deeply inspired and influenced all of us. And they were all acoustic albums and all done kind of a lovingly trying to present them in the same authentic style they had originally been done in. And I actually was nominated for 3 Grammys for those albums, for 3 out of those 4 albums, and various blues awards as well. But recently my agent said, you know, people are going to start thinking that all you do is vintage blues, and when you go out live with your Red Hot Louisiana Band, you know, that's a hot, driving, rocking, electric blues band, and you need to make an album that reflects what you do live. So I took his advice, and hence the album you're playing and that we're going out to promote, and it's called Steady Love.
Well, it's a great album, and you got a whole bunch of fantastic musicians on it. One of them is the guitarist Shane Terrio, who's knocks me out when I listen to some of these tracks, and also the keyboardist Dave Torkanowski. Fantastic job.
Thank you. I think they're the greatest. I went to New Orleans to record that, and, well, they're my favorite musicians, and they've recorded on several of my albums before. In the past, I've imported them to California, and we've recorded two albums with them at Studio D in Sausalito, my favorite local studio, and I thought, well, this time, why don't I go to New Orleans and get with them there and enjoy what I love about New Orleans, so we had a great time in the studio there, and they're so instinctively right on about this kind of music that it just took about 1.5 rehearsals and then just a couple of days in the studios, and we knocked out what you're hearing.
They'll take your love and your money. They'll take your sugar and your honey. They'll take you skinny and fat. They'll take your job and your heart. They'll take the flesh from your bone. They'll take your shirt off your back. Why are people like that?
Well, there he is, the fabulous Mr. Shane Terrio.
Isn't he amazing? He used to play with the Neville Brothers.
Sure.
And with Aaron Neville, and he actually literally wrote the book on New Orleans funk guitar a few years ago. He wrote a book by that same title, New Orleans Funk Guitar, and so who better to lay some greasy grooves on these tracks?
Well, now, this new album was recorded in New Orleans, similar to your Louisiana Love Call album. And another song you have on there that I love is the Please Send Me Someone to Love, the Percy Mayfield song.
Yes. I've been performing that live for years, and it is, I've kind of developed it into a kind of a preach and testify and kind of version of it. And people always come running up to the CD table after I perform that one and say, oh, which is the album that has that song on it? And I've never gotten a good version of it, but this time I said, whatever else happens, Please Send Me to Someone to Love is going on the album, because I probably could have retired years ago if I'd been able to, you know, put that out on an album from all the requests we've had for it. But anyway, long story short, I decided to use my own band, my Red Hot Bluesiana band that actually lives here in the Bay Area, and so I came back and recorded that in San Jose, because it's just the very unique way we did it live. We always do it live, and I finally was able to capture that on a CD, and so I'm thrilled that I'll be able to say yes when people ask for that on a recording.
Well, it's a great song. I know that you're a big fan of Peggy Lee and the Staples Singers.
Oh, yeah, love them both. Really love the Staples Singers, and Mavis Staples has been a soul sister for many years, I mean, since 1962 when we first met, and I do something on this album called I Done Made It Up In My Mind, and I listen back to it. It's an old traditional spiritual, a gospel tune, and I listened back to it, and I had to laugh. I said, gee, do you think she's listened to Mavis Staples very much? Because I, you know, when you listen to somebody for years and you love the way they sing, I think some of her style has crept into my own presentation.
You have two or three spiritual gospel type songs on this album.
Yeah, I do. You know, that's funny, because I started out, I promised my agent, okay, I'll do what you asked. I'll make a straight ahead, contemporary, rockin', electric, blues album. And yet somehow the spirit just crept in there anyway. And so there's a nice mix, I think, of the spiritual and the worldly, you might say. The secular and the spiritual. And none of them are too religious. They're all just, you know, there's a big difference between religiosity and spirituality. And I hate the former and love the latter.
Tell me who the band's going to be at the Throckmorton with you on Sunday.
Oh, my Red Hop Louisiana band, my faithful band of merry men that have been with me for many years. Chris Burns on keyboards, Paul O'Gean on bass, Craig Caffell on guitar, and Dave Tucker on drums. And they all sing wonderfully, too. So we did a sort of a preview gig before our big debut. We kind of did a gig up in Mendocino and tried out some of the new songs, and they just were kicking the way they were playing them and adding all those nice vocal harmonies. So we had a great time.
Well, it's going to be a great show, I know. And people can come to this show, right? It's not a closed deal.
Yes, they can. That's what it's for. People can come to the 142 Throckmorton, September 11th. The show's going to be at 7 o'clock, and we'll be playing virtually all of the songs from the new album, and of course some of everybody's old favorites, because we have some that the guys in the band called the Big Four, which are the songs that people want to hear no matter how many new albums I have out, and this is my 39th by my count. We're always excited about presenting the new material, but we found out early on that we better include the Big Four.
Of course. Do you ever get tired of people asking you to sing the song?
The song? No. And you know why? I mean, that's what put you where you are, you know, and that's what put me where I am today. And luckily, it was a very delightful song that is actually very artfully constructed. It's a very hip jazz tune, really. So there's room for improvisation night after night, and I never tire of singing the song because it brings joy to people.
It's a great sort of summertime song. You know, the song you hear on the radio when you're riding in a convertible and, yeah, there's that song. That's the song.
Yeah, that's it. I just was having my car repaired this morning, and it was unexpected. I saw my engine light go on, and I ran in, and he says, "That's so weird. You should come running in here." He went to his car, and he turned on his, you know, his CD player, and there I was singing Midnight at the Oasis, and he had just been listening to it 15 minutes before. So it's quite something, quite a blessing to have a song that still means something to people, you know, 38 years after I first recorded it. The rest is history.
So the new album, Steady Love, will be released September 27th.
But the sneak preview of it will be at the Throckmorton, 142 Throckmorton, on Sunday the 11th. So if people come, they'll be able to buy it at the gig, but it'll be it's about 2 weeks before it comes out on the streets or in the stores.
Well, if you're at all interested in seeing a fabulous show, you can go to 142throckmorton.org for all the information about the upcoming tour. Go to mariamaldor.com. And Maria, thank you so much for taking us on a field trip today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for supporting this kind of music, and I'll see you at the Throckmorton on Sunday.
Sure will. That's Maria Maldar, everyone.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.